Libya, court reinstates Saif al-Islam Gaddafi's presidential bid. By John Hayward on December 3, 2021. An appeals court reinstated the presidential candidacy of Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, son of late dictator Muammar Gaddafi, after he was disqualified from running in this month's Libyan presidential election. A total of 98 candidates registered for the December 24 election. Gaddafi was one of 25 to be disqualified. Gaddafi emerged from a long spell of captivity by one of Libya's many armed factions to run for president, using nostalgia for his father's rule among southern Libyan tribes and militias to rally supporters. The National Election Commission disqualified him on November 24 because he was convicted in absentia of war crimes in 2015. When Gaddafi's lawyers sought to file an appeal against his disqualification, they found the courthouse they were required to use in the city of Sabah had been overrun by gunmen loyal to military strongman Khalifa Haftar, one of Gaddafi's prospective opponents. Haftar's military organization, the Libyan National Army, LNA, claimed the gunmen were merely there to protect the courthouse. The court in Sabah is once again functional, and on Thursday it overrode the Election Commission and ruled Gaddafi eligible to run for president, prompting his supporters to dance in the streets of the city. The International Criminal Court, ICC, has also charged Gaddafi with two counts of crimes against humanity for actions he took to support his father's crumbling regime in 2011. The ICC issued a warrant for Gaddafi's arrest in June 2011. Anas Al-Ghamadi of the Tripoli-based Sadek Institute told Al Jazeera News on Thursday the court ordered reinstatement of Gaddafi and several other disqualified candidates would diminish the already low level of public trust in the election. I think it is going to puzzle many Libyans today who have protested the candidacy of individuals like Saif al-Islam Gaddafi and Khalifa Haftar but who are now in the ballot box, Ghamadi said. It's a major plot twist but it's not the last one. I think there's still a few more to come, he added. The electoral process is slowly achieving a hat trick, destroying the credibility of the UN, of Libya's judiciary, and of elections as a way out of the crisis, agreed Libya analyst Imaita Dean Body. As Ghamadi indicated, Haftar's presidential candidacy was struck down by a Libyan appeals court on Tuesday after the National Election Commission allowed him to run.